Shalom and good morning. We come to the close of the book of James, and this is the last session. And we'll be covering from James chapter 5 and verses 13 to verses 20. And we are looking at how we can bring about help, support to the oppressed. When Jesus brought the good news or the blessings himself to the earth, to this world, in Luke 4 and verses 18, he declared, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he's anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim healing to the sick, and to declare sight to the blind, and to declare freedom to the captives, and to bring healing to the oppressed." One word he knew that the downtrodden, they needed good news. And the good news of those that are oppressed is called healing. They need holistic healing. They need their souls to be healed. They need their bodies to be healed. They need their spirits to be healed. This is what the Bible says, Jehovah Rapha. He is the God who heals holistically. He heals the whole of us. And here, James is focusing on the prayer of faith as a means to access the healing, the holistic healings that covers the whole of the persons. And we discover that the minority believers living among majority non-believers can access different forms of healing. There are different ways that people can be able to access, the minority believers can be able to access healing. When they are oppressed, they can access healing. They can, maybe, probably, they were being oppressed by their own brothers. Doesn't matter who is used as an agent of oppression, But those that are oppressed can access, can have five main ways that they can be able to access God's healing. Healing of the soul, healing of the body, healing of the spirit. What are those main ways? One of the way or one of the form of accessing healing is through medicine. Do you know that God instituted medicine as part of his one of the forms that people can access healing? This is why we should not preach against medicine. Medication is God's will. Luke, the doctor, or Luke, the author of the book of Luke and the book of Acts, was a doctor. And as a doctor, he is one of the person who have written so much about healing, because he wanted to show that medication is also a form of healing. That's why our government is against every doctrine that is preached to the people that they are not supposed to take medication. Let me say it as a rule of thumb. If the Lord impresses you that you don't need to take medication and you need to use another means, use it yourself. But don't transfer your feelings and your philosophy to the rest of the people. If, for example, I want to trust God by using another means of healing other than medication, for example, divine healing. Yes, I can do that by myself. no government will ever will never accuse me, ask me. But the moment I transfer that to my children, to my wife, and I force them to take my ideology, now that's where it becomes wrong, because I'm misleading others. You see, for me, when I say I'm trusting God for these other means, it means I know more. I know there are very other forms. And so I can continue trusting God even as I go through the pain, but not the children. So one of the means of accessing God's healing is medication. Another one is through prayer of faith. And the one that we are going to be covering here. Now, another one that is mentioned in this portion, that is James chapter 5 and verses 13 to 20, is the laying of hands. Do you know the laying on of hands is another means? Jesus said, lay your hands on them. And Jesus laid hands on them. Another one is using the anointing oil. We know, and we'll be seeing here, the power of the anointing oil, which represents the Holy Spirit. The other one, as a means, is the confession of the sins, when people confess their sins. And also the other one is through the Holy Spirit, or through the divine healing. These are the five or six means through which the minority believers can access healing. The oppressed can access the healing. And you can use any. You can trust God for any. So here, it's describing this is what we call the holistic healing. And these are the forms through which God can use. It takes God's prerogative to use any of those means. But let's now look at a few of them. And particularly, James here is zeroing in the prayer of faith as a means of healing. I've talked about five, he zeroes in and he says, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. I want you to know that trouble is a word that is used for any inconvenience of our souls and our spirits and our bodies, any limitation that can be brought or that can be put, any barrier that can be put that causes ourselves to carry excessive weight and downtrodden us and makes us oppressed. He says, let them pray. That means let them speak to God. Let them take it to God in prayer. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Now, I want you to see that the troubled and the happy have got the same means, or they are called to do the same things. They are said, take it to God in praises. You see, prayer and praise is a way of communicating with God. It's a way of fixing ourselves. It's a way of looking up to God. So when we are happy, take it to God. When we are troubled, take it to God. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil and in the name of the Lord. It is the same things. If there is sickness, we also take it to God through elders in prayer. Now, here is you're calling others to come and pray over you. These are the elders. The elders of the church, they also come and team up and pray over you. And they can also anoint you. Can also use the means of prayer. They can also use the means of anointing oil in the name of the Lord. And then he says, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, another means, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So here we are being told the power of the prayer of faith. Taking to God in prayer. Taking to God in praise. Taking to God through elders. Taking to God through the laying of hands. Taking to God even through the anointing oil. Taking to God through confession. And once you confess The prayer of a right standing man is effecting. Righteous does not mean that you do not have sin, that you don't sin. It means you are properly aligned to God. You believe in God. You believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. You believe that it's only the blood of Jesus that can be able to make you well again. Elijah was a human being, and we've given people who prayed and their prayer was effective. Elijah was one of them. Elijah was a man, or was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave in, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring them that person back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Now James conclude his advice, or his advisory notes, advisory sermon to the minority believers among the majority unbelievers about turning those who are wandering from faith. And he discovered that people can wander from the truth. Wandering from the truth means somebody who knew the truth, and they have started getting wary of the truth. They are moving from the path of the truth. They are moving from the boundaries of the word of God. And you moving together with these people, with the rest of your members, with your spouses, with your children, with your friends, you see them and you bring them back. James says that whoever turns that person, because sinner means you have wandered, you have missed the mark from that error of their way, and save them, he covers a multitude of sins. May God use us to be able to bring back those that are wandering. May God give us men and women who can help us turn back when we wander from the path of faith, from the path of truth. Father, we are grateful. Thank you for the Bible, for your words of advice through the book of James. Thank you for speaking to us so clearly that we are here on earth for a mission, for your mission. Help us to see your mission as it is. It is commission, because we are doing it as a team. Help us to turn each other, those who might be erring from the path of truth, to the path of truth again. And Lord, help us to bring everything to you in prayer, in praise. Help us, Lord, to bring healing to those that are erring. So you've told us that there are those who might be, who are oppressed. Help us, Lord, to be patient until the coming of Jesus. Those that who could have turned to become oppressors, help us to know that the Lord of Sabaoth is seeing and is going to repay. And help us, Lord, to become a healing agent and also heal us. Help us also to bring our joys and our happiness to you. And help us, Lord, to bring our sickness to you through the elders. We trust in you and in your new beginnings. As we do this work, help us, Lord, to trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.